In this Yahrzeit Shir, we will study, Mirtz Hashem, the difference between Takonas Sofrim, or what we call Takonami Divrei Sofrim, as opposed to Takonas HaNeviim, and the concept of a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. The specific subjects will be Mikra Megillah as a mitzvah which is incorporated in Tanakh. It's written and formulated in Megillas Esther, which is one of the Chavtal Sifra Kodesh. And therefore the mitzvah of Megillah has to be understood as either a Takonas HaSofrim, like any Takonah Derabbanan, but in this case a mitzvah of course, or as a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. We'll talk about the mitzvah of Dalet Tzomos as a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. We'll talk about Kibud Vionig and Shabbos, and we'll try to see the various Rambams that are relevant, and reading the Rambam carefully to see and fine-tune the differences between these. Let us begin with the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, with regard to Birchas HaMazon. The Rambam speaks about the four Brachos that comprise Birchas HaMazon, and he mentions that Bracha Rishona Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna, Shnia Tikain Yoshua, Shlishis Tikain David Ushlomo Beno, Revius Chachme Mishnah Tiknua. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between the first three brachos and the fourth with regard to the chalos chiyuv, with regard to the status of the obligation. They all seem to be uniform and equal. He doesn't mention that three were formulated by the Nevi'im and the fourth only is midivrayim. He's not sensitive in any sense to one who might claim a distinction between a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, which was instituted by the Nevi'im, as opposed to a mitzvah which was instituted by the Chachmei HaMishnah. There is, of course, a sugya in the Gemara in Brachos with regard to HaTovah HaMeitiv, the fourth bracha. And this Gemara of HaTovah HaMeitiv Doraisa, you'll find in Brachos Daf Mem Vav, is not to be understood as the fact that the first three Brachos are Dvar Torah and the fourth is an addition. The Gemara is really addressing a different question, and that is whether Birchas HaTovah HaMeitiv is an integral part of the Matbeah of Brachos as they were established within the framework of Birchas HaMazon, and through this series of Brachos an individual fulfills the mitzvah Doraisa of Birchas HaMazon. That would be called HaTovah HaMeitiv Doraisa. In other words, the fourth bracha, like the first three, is integrated on the same level as a means through which we fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon and a mitzvah Doraisa. Or perhaps we should define HaTovah HaMeitiv as a separate independent bracha in which a person, after he finishes Birchas HaMazon, is obligated to express praise to Hashem HaTovah HaMeitiv. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that since Birchas HaTovah HaMeitiv opens up with a Baruch, that itself is proof that it's a separate independent mitzvah and it's not part of Birchas HaMazon as one entity. But be that as it may, all four brachos are formulated here by the Rambam on the same level, b'chad amachta. There's no distinction in the Rambam. And the reason for that is because we don't differentiate between a takonas Nevi'im and a takona of Chachomim. Both have the same level of chiyuv. You'll find in the Rambam in Hilchas Eruvin, at the very beginning of Hilchas Eruvin, he says, Avol midivrei sofrim asur dino. The Rambam, again, is not sensitive to the fact that the takana was made at the time of Shlomo Melch, at the time of Tanakh. In Hilchas Avos HaTuma, in the 8th perek, Halacha Ches, Shlomo Melch Beis Dino Gozra Al Kol Yadayim Shiyu Shniyos. So with regard to Netilas Yadayim, the Rambam doesn't emphasize that Netilas Yadayim is Midivrei Kabbalah. And these are just three examples, and there are many, many others that indicate that there's no separate status or importance in halacha to the fact that the one, the individual, the gavra who instituted that mitzvah is a navi as opposed to a chacham. To use the Rav's language, he says, Hamunach in quotes Divrei Kabbalah, Eino Shayach Lechol Takonos Hanavim. Now it's the fact that a Navi made a Takona, whether it be Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it be at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, that doesn't generate a status of significance. The fact that the Mesakin himself was a Navi is not relevant. So there may be many Takonos that were instituted by Naviim, but that's not called Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is a phrase that's reserved for a chova, an obligation that's formulated in Tanakh. The Rav says, "Ein anu miunyonim begavra masakein ein shum yitaron l'takana shahuna gal yidei gavra shayinavi." The fact that the individual who instituted the takana, as we've said, is a navi, it doesn't give any superiority or significance to that takana above and beyond the takana shachud shal yidei chacham ach echad michachmei mesora, because the authority to institute takanos and chiyuvim was not placed by the Torah in the hands of the Nevi'im, but rather in the hands of the Chachamim, what we call the Balei HaMesora, those who are authorized, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, to transmit the Torah, institute takanos. When the Navi institutes the takana, he can't do it alone, independently as a Navi, simply by virtue of the fact that he's a Navi. But rather, he's part of a group of Chachmei HaMesora. The fact that he's a Navi is irrelevant to his status as someone who can institute a Takana. That status, to institute a Takana, is a result not of Nevuah, but rather of Chachma. The fact that he, this individual, is one of the Chachmei HaMesora. And around regarding the Chachmei HaSorah, the Torah says in Dvarim Yud Zayin, Lo sasa mikol davar sheyigidu lecha. If you'd have a Navi who is not one of the Chachmei HaSorah, if there would be such a thing, he would have no power or authority to institute anything at all, whatsoever. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim is very explicit about the fact that it's Bezin HaGadol that is the pillar of Torah Shebaal Peh. They institute siyagos, and they institute gzeros and takonos and minhagim. And that Bezin HaGadol is made up of Chachmei HaMesora. They could institute new gzeros, takonos, minhagim. That's the koach invested in the Chachmei Yisrael under the mitzvah of Lo Sasur. That koach, that authority invested in the Chacham, is not given to Nevi'im. And therefore, in the Rambam discusses takanos that were instituted by Nevi'im, he makes no difference between those takonos and takonos that are instituted by Chach v'Amesorah. Because even a takona that was instituted by a Navi, that authority to make that institution and to create that chiyuv is not a result of the fact that he's a Navi, but rather as a result of the fact that he's one of Chachmei HaMesorah. This is very clear. So the phrase Divrei Kabbalah, if we understand its use and its context carefully, is only relevant to a situation of a takono or a mitzvah divrei sofrim that was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, into Nevi'im HaKesuvim. So if the source for the mitzvah is Torah Shebichtav, which includes Nevi'im HaKesuvim, it's not only found in the Talmud, in Torah Shebaal Peh, that makes the mitzvah into a mitzvah divrei kabbalah, and it's not called midivrei sofrim. And in this context, we're going to analyze the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim, and we're going to try to determine what its status is. Is it a mitzvah divrei sofrim, or is it a mitzvah divrei kabbalah, possibly both? We're going to want to use the same litmus test, the same barometer, to define the status of the Dalet Somos and the mitzvah of Kibud V'Onig on Shabbos. These are some of the examples of mitzvahs that we'll want to discuss, we'll want to analyze under this distinction between Takonas HaMitzvah Divrei Sofrim and a Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah. With regard to Kriyas HaMegillah, what we're going to see, and we're going to be very inside, we're going to look at the sources. That takana of the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah on Purim is a takana midivrei sofrim like any takana midivrei sofrim. And it was established by Bez Nagadol, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And from that perspective, Mikra Megillah is no different than Ner Chanukah, which is going to come a few centuries later, historically. But there is one phenomenal difference, fundamental difference between Megillah and Ner Chanukah. For example, if you study the laws of Chanukah, none of which are incorporated into Tanakh, they're the source for the mitzvah of Chanukah and the formulation of all the obligations and the details. All the halachos and the pratim and the dikdukim are all incorporated into Torah Shebaal Peh, into the Braisa and the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos and so forth. Mikra Megillah, on the other hand, and any other mitzvah that's related to Purim, obligated by Purim, like Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim, all those are established in the Megillah Sesta. They're found and formulated in the Tanakh. And they form a basic integral part of Kisvei HaKodesh. You cannot separate them from Kisvei HaKodesh. So we have here a clear distinction between Chanukah on the one hand, a takana midivrei sofrim, and its Torah, its details, its formula, its obligations, are incorporated into Torah Shebaal Peh, only Torah Shebaal Peh, as opposed to Mikra Megillah, whose laws, the obligation is formulated with all its laws and its details in Kisvei HaKodesh. And the difference between the two is not in the level of chiyuv, per se. They're both mitzvos midivrei sofrim, they're both midrei rabbanan, neither are doraisa. So if we're talking about Megillah, which is incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, the mitzvah itself is not midoraisa. It was established by the Chachmei HaMesorah as a mitzvah, but the Divrei HaMitzvah, it's the formulation of the obligation, is a Cheftza Shel Torah Shebichtav. It has the Kedusha of Torah Shebichtav. Even though the mitzvah per se is Midivrei Sofrim, since the Dvar HaMitzvah, it's the formulation of the mitzvah, is incorporated in Megillas Esther, that Kedusha of the words of the mitzvah, and we'll embellish upon this, and its formulation is identical with the Kedusha of any mitzvah divrei Torah. Now, again, we must distinguish between the category of the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah and its obligation, between a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbana. In that sense, all mitzvahs d'rabbana, whether they are midivrei kabbalah and incorporated in Tanakh or are not, if they remain separate and they're only in Torah Shebaal Peh, it doesn't matter, those are all equal. So you have those mitzvahs that are formulated in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, those are d'oraisa. And any mitzvah that's not in the five books of Moses, it's in the rest of Tanakh, is a mitzvah divrei kabbalah, which the status of which is derabbanan, like any takana derabbanan. So the Nevi'im and Ksuvim are also part of Torah Shebichsav, but the mitzvahs formulated in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, although they're given me divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, nevertheless the Chiv is not d'oraisa, but rather d'rabbanan. And the status of those mitzvahs that are formulated in Nevi'im and Ksuvim is identical to that of a mitzvah which is a result of a Takanas Chachamim, what we call Takanami Divrei Sofrim. And therefore, if someone fails to read the Megillah on Purim, he is culpable as a mevatel mitzvah midivrayim, just as someone who fails to light Ner Chanukah on Chanukah, that's called a bittel mitzvah midivrayim, midivrei sofrim. Where is Megillah different than Chanukah? In the Dvar HaMitzvah, in other words, the formulation, the words of the mitzvah. The words of the mitzvah, in the case of Megillah, are formulated, are incorporated into Tanakh. They have the status, therefore, of Divrei Kabbalah. And the Torah in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Dal Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokeichem, you cannot destroy Divrei Torah. And here there's no difference between Torah, any parts of Torah Shebichsav, whether they be Chamisha Chumshei Torah or Nevi'im Ksuvim. Therefore, insofar as the mitzvah midivreim of Megillah is formulated and incorporated in Kisvei HaKodesh and Tanakh, if someone burns the Megillah or any part thereof, he violates the lav d'oraisa of lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. He is as liable and as culpable as someone who burns the Azkaras of Hashem Chas Shalom in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, who takes the parash of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and turns them into a crisp. That would be a violation of lo sasun, because the kedusha of those psukim in Megillas Esther that formulate the mitzvah and all the mitzvahs related to Purim, like those psukim that formulate the mitzvahs of Shabbos or Tefillin, are all incorporated into Torah Shebichsav, have the same identical kedusha. So what you have here, it's a little bit of a paradox, but you have a mitzvah divrei sofrim, but once it's incorporated into Nevi'im, into Ksuvim, because of the Dvar Hashem, it becomes Torah Shebichsav, and therefore the lav d'oraisa would apply. I'm referring to the lav lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. Again, that shouldn't bother us. In other words, included in Tanakh, in Kisvei HaKodesh, are mitzvahs that are midivreim. Like, for example, the case of Megillah. We'll soon see the case of Dalet Somos. It's very similar. Therefore, insofar as it's a mitzvah divreim, it remains a mitzvah divreim. No different than any takana midivrei sofrim. But the hefta of the psukim is a heft of Torah Shebichsav. And in that regard, the lav d'oraisa of lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem would apply to these psukim, even though they're describing a mitzvah divrayim. It doesn't matter. The psukim are part of Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, the status of Torah Shebichsav, like that of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, is given to all of Tanakh, including Megillas Esther, which formulates a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It should be pointed out emphatically that even a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, which has no divrei kabbalah element to it, it's not formulated or mentioned anywhere in Tanakh, does have a chal shem torah, in a different regard, not with regard to losasim, kein lashem al kechav, you burn the words. For example, let's say Chanukah is written in the sugyas in Shabbos. So if you would burn that sugya of my Chanukah up in crisp, you would not violate the law of Doraisa losasim kein lashem. But studying the laws of Chanukah, even though the mitzvah that you're studying is a chova midivrayim, which is fundamentally different than a chova or a mitzvah d'oraisa, but nevertheless, all those halachas with regard to a mitzvah d'ivrei sofrim, and it matters not whether it's Megillah, Chanukah, Megillah, Beitza, you know, with regard to d'ivrei muksa b'Shabbos or d'ivrei tainios, any of the above is a cheft shel tarshi bal peh. And it's so different than learning Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Yuma, Masechta Sukkah, all of which deal with a mitzvah d'oraisa, respectively. There's no difference. If a person, for example, is delving into laws of Muktzah, he's studying them very carefully, or the laws of Chanukah, the laws of Megillah, he will fulfill the same identical mitzvah midoraisa of Talmud Torah as someone who would open up the Chumash into Pinchas or into Achrimos Kedoshim and study the laws of Avodas HaKohen B'Veis HaMikdash. It matters not. The fact that certain halachas and mitzvahs are d'oraisa and others are midivrei sofrim, that has no bearing as far as your status of a cheftza, defining a cheftza shel Torah. Once the Torah, under the law of losasur, gave the Chachamim authority to institute chiyuvim and mitzvahs, to institute siyagos and minhagos, and all sorts of gzeros, all that which is instituted under the authority of losasur becomes a cheftz shel Torah. Not again Torah shvichsav, there would be no isa losasun, but Torah shval peh, as far as the mitzvah Talmud Torah is concerned. So if the Chachom HaMechadish a halacha, that halacha has the status of Torah Shebal Peh. It's, what should we say, a Horaz Bezdin, and therefore becomes Torah Shebal Peh, and one who studies it fulfills the same mitzvah of Talmud Torah as someone who studies those areas of Torah Shebal Peh that address mitzvahs d'oraisa. In fact, the Rambam has a unique sheet in the fourth parak of Hilchas Mamrim with regard to the Chiyuv Zokim Mamre, he who rebels against the Horah of Bezna Gadol, and the Rambam holds that he's Chayev Misa, that's the Misa of Chenek in the case of Zokim Mamre in Parashat Shoftim, for rebelling against the Bezna Gadol with regard to Gzeres V'Takonos. So the Rambam writes, V'cheinim chalak aleim b'gzera min ha'gzeros. Shegozru, bedover sheyesh b'shegos of chatos who's done a kareis kigon shehiter chomitz biyom arbas or benisam b'shashishes. So the Chacham instituted an isur of chomitz in the sixth hour on erev Pesach. That's an hour before the Torah's isur. If a zaken with all the requirements of who a zaken is would rebel and reject this Horaz Bezdin, and insist that in the sixth hour in Erev Pesach you're allowed to eat chametz. Says the Rama, raise a chayev misa v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. Once the Horaz Bezdin, midivrei sofrim, defines the isur chametz in the fifth hour as an isur, those divrei sofrim become part of Torah. But in this case, again, not Torah shebichsav. It's not a cheftz of Torah shebichsav, of course. It's Torah shebal peh. And whereas divrei kabbalah become a cheftz of Torah shebichsav for all its dinim, the other horas bezdin, horaos of bezdin, with regard to chiyuvim and siyagos and minhagos and gzeros, etc., they become part of Torah shebal peh. So again, there are two elements and two areas that we're talking about. One is the lav d'oraisa of losasun kein lashem alkechem with regard to destroying kisvei hakodesh. The other is the essay d'oraisa v'shinantam levenech of Talmud Torah. Which mitzvahs that are derabbanon, that are called mitzvahs midivrei sofrim, and they're not d'oraisa, would fit under the category of losasun, which would fit under the category of v'shinantam levenech. And the answer is that if the mitzvah midivrayim is formulated, is incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, that's what we call Direk Kabbalah, then that Torah itself becomes subject to the Lav Doraisa Lo Sasun, should you Chas V'Shalom destroy it. If the mitzvah, the Chiyuv Midivrei Sofer, remains external to Torah Shebichsav, it's not incorporated, formulated in Torah, in Kisvei HaKodesh anywhere, then it becomes part of the Cheft of what we call Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore you fulfill the mitzvah of Vishinantam Levanecha, when you study this, when you delve into this. So if you study Hilchus Muktzah, you study Hilchus Purim, or Hilchus Chanukah, you get the same mitzvah, Doraisa Vishinantam Levanecha, as studying the laws of, what shall I say, Tefillin or Shabbos. That's as far as the key mitzvah of Vishinantam Levanecha. But destroying those words of Torah would not come into Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, because that lav is reserved for someone who destroys words of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebichsav including Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Once the mitzvah midivrei sofrim was incorporated into Tanakh, it becomes divrei kabbalah, then if one would destroy those words, which formulated din derabbanan, a mitzvah derabbanan, he would be violating an iser doraisa of Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, which is a law that applies to all of Kisvei HaKodesh. Doesn't matter whether the Kisvei HaKodesh is relating to a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. That's irrelevant. It's part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and anyone who destroys it violates the law. Lo Sasun Kein. That's not something that we could say with regard to mitzvahs that are midivrei sofrim and are not incorporated in Tanakh, although they have the status of Torah Shebal Peh, they do not have the status of Torah Shebichsav insofar as they're not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. All this should be very clear. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes, just to finish up this discussion, says that Tzom Gedalia Divrei Kabbalah, V'Divrei Kabbalah K'Divrei Torah. What does Gemara mean there? It does not mean, as one might think it means, that Tzom Gedalia is a mitzvah d'oraisa, or a mitzvah whose chiyuv is greater than that of a mitzvah d'rabbanan. No, that's not what the Gemara means. The Kavanas HaGemara is that the sivui, in other words, the formulation of the obligation, as it was written in Sefer Zecharia Novi, regarding the four tzomos, that's divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah, divrei Torah means that they have the same status of Kisvei HaKodesh as anything written in Tanakh. They are part of, again, the words of the Navi as incorporated into the Sefer are part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh include all of Dvar Hashem that were given to Avodah V'Nevi'im and incorporated into Tanakh. That's Kisvei HaKodesh. Even though, again, the mitzvah of Tal Tzomos on Gedalia is only a mitzvah midivrei sofer. So as far as the tokef, or the strength and the status of the mitzvah and the chiyuv, here we're talking about divrei sofrim, whether it's divrei kabbalah or not. The divrei kabbalah aspect only relates to the dvar ha-halacha, meaning the words of the mitzvah, the words of the obligation, which insofar as they become part of Kisvei HaKodesh, then as a chefza of Torah Shebichsav, if one destroys them, he violates the Isur of Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. Now, what we'd like to do is compare and contrast the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah with the mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg. Again, in all these cases, we're dealing with a mitzvah midivrayim. So as far as, again, the status and the tokef of the, and the weight or severity of the obligation, the mitzvah, they're all equal. We're dealing with midivrei sofer. That's clear. However, there is one difference, one nuance of a difference between Mikra Megillah and Kibud V'Oneg. With regard to Mikra Megillah, apparently Bezna HaGadol voted to institute a chiyuv kriyas hamigila, as we said, a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, like any other mitzvah midivrei sofrim. And let me not mislead anyone into thinking we're only talking about the mitzvah of kriyas hamigila. We're talking about all the mitzvahs of the day, mishteh and simcha. All that was instituted by Beis Din HaGadol as a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. This you'll find clearly in the Megillah itself, in Perek Tes, in the Psukim at the end of Perek Tes, starting with Pasuk Yutes. And let's see if we can read that. It says, Al Kain HaYehudim HaProzim HaYoshim B'Ari HaProzos Osim es yom arbos al chodesh hador simcha u'mishtev yom tov mishloch manos yishreyehu. Vayichtov Mordechai es hadvar ma'ele Vayishlach sfarim el kol ha-yehudim ashel b'chol medinos ha-melech ha-chashvei shakrov v'archokim l'kayim aleim lios osim es yom arbos al chodesh hador v'es yom chamishos arbo b'chol shona v'shona. We're talking about Mordechai sending Sfarim to the Jewish people in all the Medinos, and they should accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Purim, of Yedalid, the mitzvah of Purim in the Mukafas Chomen, Tezvav. Lasos osam yimei mishteh v'simcha mishloch manos yishreyeh matonos avyon. And then in Poschav Gimel, V'kibel Ayudim Esa Shereichelu Lasos Es Shekosav Mordechai Aleihem. And then if we skip a little bit to Pasuk Chav Zayin, Kimu V'kibel Ayudim Aleihem V'al Zarom V'al Kol Anilvim Aleihem V'lo Yavar Lios Osim Eshnei Ayom Eilu Kiksovam U'kizmanom B'chol Shana V'shana. What we have here in this perek, in these psukim, is, if we summarize it in one sentence, is that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah was established, was created in the general, in the regular universal pattern, like any Takanas Beis Din HaGadol, and the acceptance of Rov Yisrael. Not that Rov Yisrael accepted exactly what Mordechai wanted in his original formulation. Actually, he wanted that the days of Purim should be invested with an Isur Malacha. He writes, Simcha u'mishteh v'yontiv. That was the letter that he sent out. But although Mordechai wanted to go that far, Klal Yisrael wouldn't go that far. They accepted with Simcha, with joy, the days of Simcha and Mishteh, but they didn't make it into a Yontif with the Isur Malach. And this you'll see in the Gemara Masechta Megillah and Daf Hei Amud Beis. I'll read to you the Gemara Hespeid V'Tainis Kibu Alayu, the prohibition against fasting and eulogizing on these days. They accepted Malacha Lo Kibla. They did not accept Mordechai's request to elevate these days of Purim into days of Isur Malach with a full-fledged Kiddush Sayyom. To make Karksiv, Simcha u'mishta v'yontav, v'asof kazav, laso sosam yimei mishta, v'simcha, v'ilu yontav loksiv. So if you're careful about reading the Psukim, you'll see that Mordechai added the words Yom Tov, which meant Isur Malacha, but although they accepted upon themselves Yom Mishteh V'Simcha, they did not accept Yontif. But now we want to analyze the nature of this takana. We said it was takana midivrei sofrim, instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Mordechai took the initiative, and that takana is identical in the way it came about, in the way the mitzvah was established by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, who took a vote, a minyan, like any other mitzvah midivrei sofrim. And that's as far as the psukim here in Perek Tes Mimegillah. But we're going to study Mikra Megillah as a chiyuv that was upgraded. In other words, again, there are two historical periods, so to speak. The first historical period is described by the Megillah at the end of Perek Tes as Vayichtov Mordechai Svarmel Vayishlach Svarmel Kol HaYehudim, and they accepted Yimei Purim as Yimei Simcha Umisht. That's number one. But later, historically, not much later, but a little bit later on, in sequence, there was a second part to the nature of this chiyuv. And to explain that, we'll take a look in the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin. Sholcha Esther l'chachamim kavuni l'doros. Sholchu la kina atmoreres olenu ben umos ha'olam. Sholcha Esther l'chachamim kizvuni l'doros. And it's a whole sugi that ensues until finally the Gemara says at shematzu lo mikur kosuf. What happens is as follows. Originally, as we said before, let me read to you the language. Hakviya, establishing Mikra Megillah as a mitzvah divrei sofrim, hikdima es ksivas haMegillah b'tor kisvei HaKodesh, kishar haksuvim. In other words, after the takana of Mikra Megillah as a chiyuv, which is the takana midivrei sofrim, later Mikra Megillah and Megillah Esther was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh. So when the pasuk says Vayichtov Mordechai es hadvar me'ela, the pasuk that we read before, Rashi says in Megillah Esther, he says Hi a Megillah zos kemo shehi. Again, that was just a Megillah. It was just an Igeris. It was one of the Sfarim that was sent out to the Jewish people. However, it was not a Megillah in the classical sense of Kisvei HaKodesh. So when Mordechai wrote the Megillah, it was not really given to writing in the classical sense. Which, when we say Ksiva, we mean Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Ksiva of Mordechai in the initial stage was lacking the Chalosh Shem Kedushas Sefer. But later on, we're going to find another writing. And that's Vatichtov Esther Amalka in Pasuk Chav Ches at the end of Perek Tes. Pasuk Chav Tes. Bas Avichal Mordechai HaYehudi is called Tokef L'kayim Esigeres HaPur Mazos Hashenis. Here what happens is that there's a second round of writing the same Megillah, but this time it's being written and upgraded to that status of Kisvei HaKodesh with all the Chalos, Dinim, and Kedusha. And now the mitzvos of Purim, which were formerly Midivrei Sofrim, are elevated to the Madrega of Divrei Kabbalah. And we're going to see that in addition to Losas and Kein Lashem Elokeich, if he burns the Megillah, there's one other Nafkamina, but hold on just a minute, be patient. And in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Megillah says, that, again, at the very end of Perek Tes that we were looking at, L'kayim es yimei apurim eilu bizmaneim, kashakim aleim Mordechai Yehudi v'yester amalko, kashakimu al nafsham valzaram divrei atzomus v'zarkos. How are we to understand the Pasuk L'kayim es yimei apurim eilu in Pasuk Lamed Aleph? After all, we already have in Pasuk Chaf Aleph on the first round of Ksiva when Mordechai wrote the Sfarim and sent them around, L'kayim aleim, liyos osim, and the Pasuk Chaf Gimel says, V'kibel ha'yehudim esashari chelu lasos. So there already was a Kabbalah. So what happens here at the very end of Perek Tes, after Esther writes the Megillah Shenis, the end of Pasuk Chaf Tes in this Perek, and then again,
L'kayim es yimei apur me'ila. What's l'kayim es yimei apur me'ila? I mean, they already won a kabbal on it earlier. So you take a look at Masechet Megillah and Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, "B'tchila kavu b'shushan ulubasov b'chala olam kula." What does that mean? It sounds like the Gemara is telling us that the kviyas on the first round, when Mordechai sent out the svarim, was only in Shushan, which means only in the Malchus of Achashverosh, which was limited. Of course, the pasuk says, "B'chal ir ve'ir u'medina medina." So that includes the reign, the sovereign regime of Achashverosh. But the Gemara is implying that elsewhere in the world, it was not accepted. So when was it accepted by the whole world? We know that Purim and Kriya and all the mitzvahs are accepted by the whole world. So it seems, and this is the Rav's insight, that Esther's interest was to take the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, which in its initial stage was a takana midivrei sofrim, like any takana midivrei sofrim, and to elevate it to the level of a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, whose laws and obligations would be incorporated in Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's what the Megillah is telling us, that by being Mekayim this Igeres, meaning elevating it, upgrading it to the status of Kisvei HaKodesh incorporated in Tanakh, now there will be a Kiyum B'chol Tokef for the days of Purim. Once the mitzvah of Purim, of Megillah, would be a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, not just mitakana sofrim, then what we have is not just, again, as we've discussed earlier, the kiddush, the investing of kiddush into Megillas Esther as Kisvei HaKodesh, as Torah Shebichtav, but we have, secondly, a takana midivrei sofrim that's being elevated to the status of a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah. Now you'll ask me, what my nafkamina? What's the difference between a takana midivrei sofrim, like we discussed earlier, Hanukkah, and a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, which now, in the second round, once Esther's request was accepted, and Megillas Esther was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, the mitzvah of Megillah becomes midivrei kabbalah. What difference does it make whether it's midivrei kabbalah or midivrei sofrim? So the Rav says that now is, we saw the Gemara before in Daf Zayin, B'tchila kavu b'shushal b'sopchal olam kulo. We understand what that means now, is that once the tokef, once the power and the authority and the status of Kriyas HaMegillah is no longer just the takana. If it's takana, you could limit the takana and say that certain places on the face of the earth, certain locales, geographic areas accept that takana, and everything depends upon the das, the understanding of those who institute the takana, and the tzibur that accepts the takana. But now, in the second stage, Shenis, once Esther prevailed upon the Chachamim, and they agreed to incorporate Megillas Esther into Kisvei HaKodesh, into Tanakh, and now the mitzvah Megillah is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, now we apply the principle of Ein Eitz Havein Tfuna Keneged Hashem, which means that we cannot limit this chiv. We can't say, well, the takana was made here and not there, in the Medinos of Achashverosh, but not elsewhere in the world. Now there's a chalos chiv mitzvah al kol Yisrael, anywhere on the face of the globe, for all eternity. It becomes a mitzvah b'toras Dvar Hashem, because once it's incorporated in Kisvei HaKodesh, it's Dvar Hashem. And the pasuk here is V'nichtav B'sefer. Let's read the pasuk. Okay, this is the last pasuk in Perek Tes. And this pasuk is really the clincher. U'mamar Esther Kiyam Kiyam Divrei Apur Ma'ilu V'nichtav B'sefer. What does it mean, Kiyam? It means they were Mekayim what Esther requested, and V'nichtav V'sefer. It was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore Megillas Esther becomes a mitzvah, Kriyas HaMegillah becomes a mitzvah, midivrei kabbalah. As a result of the fact that the Chachmei Ador agreed to write the Sefer and incorporate it into Tanakh, with all the other books of the Tanakh, now the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah on Purim as a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah becomes obligatory on the entire world. And as we said before, by agreeing to Esther's request, not only does Megillas Esther become a chefta of Torah Shebichtav, subject to the violations on a doraisal level of the law of Lo Sasun Kein LaHashem Elokeichem, but additionally, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah becomes a mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah, which doesn't tolerate any sort of limitation rule, any exceptions, it's not circumscribed to any particular locations on the face of the earth. Everyone now accepts and is obligated by this mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam, if we open up the Rambam to the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, he says about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana, Advarim Yiduim Ki Hi Takonas HaNeviim. What is the Rambam trying to convey when he emphasizes that Megillah is a Takonas HaNeviim? Again, as we said before, Takonas HaNeviim does not mean that a Navi has the authority to institute a mitzvah. That's not true. But what he means to say, the Rambam, is that Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and amongst them some Nevi'im, were misaken this mitzvah, and this is even before the mitzvah was incorporated to Kisvei HaKodesh and elevated to the status of Divrei Kabbalah. That's something that will transpire later on after the Geres HaShenis was elevated, the Megillah was elevated to a Cheftz of Kisvei HaKodesh, and the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah becomes a Chov Midivrei Kabbalah. And when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes, Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah, what it means is that insofar as the mitzvah is incorporated in Tanakh, it's Kedivrei Torah if anyone destroys it. But the mitzvah per se is only Midivrei Sofrim. That's something that we always have to keep in mind. So again, we're accomplishing two very important things here. Number one, we're understanding the psukim in Perek Tes Mimegilas Esther regarding a two-stage process that began with the takonas Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, like any takonah midivrayim. And that was the first set of svarim that reached the Jews in the various communities of Medinas HaKashverosh. They accepted the mitzvah Sayom, again, not as the way Mordechai wanted with Nisa Malacha, but the mitzvah Sayom of Simcha and Mishteh. And that mitzvah was obligatory in those areas where it was accepted and it was circumscribed. It did not oblige the entire world. And the second stage is when Esther succeeded in prevailing upon the Chacham to upgrade Megillas Esther from that of a regular letter or igeres to that of a Cheftza shel Torah, meaning Torah Shebichtav. And then the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah becomes a mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah, which is obligatory across the entire universe and not limited in any place. No one has a right to say, well, we and our ancestors in this locale never accepted upon ourselves the mitzvah of Simcha and Mishteh. Everyone's obligated by virtue of the fact that this mitzvah is incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's a mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah. That's one thing that we accomplished, and that itself was a great deal. The second thing that we accomplished is not to misread the Rambam. When the Rambam says about Megillas Esther, Advarim Yiduim Ki Hi Takonas HaNeviim, Chas V'Shalom, we should never entertain the idea that the Rambam means to convey that Neviim made this Takonah. Yeah, Neviim made the Takonah, but only as far as they were shayach to the Chabura of the Chachmei HaMesorah. So those Neviim who sat together with the other members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, they instituted the Chiyuv. Again, a chiyuv midivrei sofrim of reading the Megillah. And later on, as we said, the mitzvah of Megillah was elevated to the status of divrei Kabbalah, where Megillas Esther was incorporated into Tanakh. Now, we mentioned at the outset we're going to discuss not just the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, but we want to discuss the mitzvah midivrei sofrim of Arba Tzomos and the mitzvah midivrei sofrim of Kibud V'Oneg on Shabbos. And what we're going to notice is a difference between the language of the Rambam that we mentioned earlier, Megillah, and the language of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph, with regard to Kibud V'Oneg. The Rambam, with regard to Kibud V'Oneg, in a very abstruse way, in a very obvious way, he avoided the use of the term Takonas HaNeviim, which he employs with regard to Mikra Megillah. He calls it Mefurashim Al Yedei HaNeviim. In other words, the mitzvahs of Kavod V'Oneg, of Kibud V'Oneg on Shabbos, according to Rambam's formulation, were declared by the Neviim, which once again means Kisvei HaKodesh. But he doesn't mention, he deliberately omits mentioning Takanas HaNeviim, as he did in the case of Mikra Megillah. And the Rav Zichron Levracha sees in that distinction, in the language of the Rambam, something very fundamental. Although in Mikra Megillah there was an original Takana, a Takana which we said had the status of Takana Midivrei Sofrim, like any Takana that was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, only later it became elevated into a Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah when it was incorporated into Tanakh. In the case of Kibud V'Oneg, there wasn't a first stage. There was never a Takana HaNeviim, meaning a Takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And the Rav's language here in the Shiurim L'Zechab HaMori, I have it here on Amud Nun Dalet because I have the original printing, is very dramatic, almost very extreme, I would say. And I think we're going to tone down what the Rav says here when we read what he says a little bit later on Amud Nun Zayin. So we're now on Amud Nun Dalet, but we want to look back and forth here and compare the two Lashonas of the Rav, because there's a wrong way of reading what the Rav is saying here. But again, we're talking now about the mitzvahs of Kibud V'Oneg on Shabbos, which the Rambam writes in this parasha Yedei HaNeviim. And the Rav says that in this regard, Kibud V'Oneg is different than Kriyas HaMegillah. We don't find in the Rambam, and we're not aware of any takana that was made with regard to Kibud V'Oneg. We don't find that Kibud V'Oneg was introduced as part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos by any takana. But rather, says the Rav, and here's the extreme formulation, he writes, Chovas Kibud V'Oneg Afal Pishi Midivrei Sofrim Chala Al Yedei HaNevua Atzma. He says, Atzma Shal HaNevua Kova Es Chovas Kibud V'Oneg. Now, insofar as the Rav means to say that there was no kvius of Bezdin, there was no decision and vote amongst the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Chachmei HaSorah, to institute the chiyuv of Kibud V'Oneg, because Kibud V'Oneg was part of Nevuah. I mean, I understand in the negative sense what he's telling you it's not. You know, it's not, Kibud V'Oneg is not like Mikra Megillah. There was no decision and vote in the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, no institution of these mitzvahs of Kibud V'Oneg as there was in the case of the days of Purim. But in the positive sense, then what substitutes for the Takonas HaNeviim? When we have Kibud V'Oneg as mitzvahs b'divrei sofrim, what actually triggers off, what engenders and establishes those two mitzvahs of Kibud V'Oneg? And the Rav says, these are chal al yedei nevuah atzma. Atzma shal nevuah kova es chovas kibud v'yonik. And I think we have to be very careful here about the language of the Rambam. If the Rambam is to be interpreted, as the Rav seems to indicate, if you read his words superficially, that when Yeshayahu Navi experienced his nevuah, he had this prophetic vision, the Karasol Shabbos Oneg, and that itself creates a chova of Oneg Shabbos. Notice the Novi comes to Klal Yisrael and he tells them, well, I had this, you know, dream last night, I had this vision, I had this prophecy, and that itself establishes a chiyuv l'dorei doros of kibud v'yoneg as a mitzvah the sofrim, I think that's wrong. I don't believe that that's what the Rav is saying. L'fi aniyus daiti. And to clarify my point, we're going to jump ahead of ourselves a little, and then we want to come back to the Dalet Somos, which is a very important discussion. But let's jump ahead to what he says here on page Nun Zayin. Again, I apologize that I have the old version in front of me. I don't have the new edition of the Shirim L'Zecher HaMemori. In general, I don't think there are too many differences. Here and there, a few minor brush-ups, and it's a different font, but otherwise it's the exact same language. I just can't tell you what page it's on in the new edition. But be that as it may, the Rav says the following. He says, Dover Echad Kashe. He says, Bishlema, in the case of Mikra Megillah, Takana Kodemus Liksivasa because Ve Kodesh. He says, Onam Avinu Eska, we understand in the case of Mikra Megillah, the entire Talich, the whole process. Because there had to have been a Takana over, meaning prior to Kisvei HaKodesh. You can't say that the Nevuah itself should generate an obligation from the get-go of the Mitzvos of Purim, because we have a principle, Ein HaNavi Rashoi L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. The Navi is not invested with the authority to create mitzvahs. I mean, there is such a thing as Horash Shah from a Navi, but other than that, Chas V'Shalom, to say that a Navi can institute a mitzvah. It's great that he has Ruach HaKodesh and he has a prophetic experience, but a Navi could only participate in the process of creating a new mitzvah insofar as he's a Chacham amongst the Chachmei HaMesorah, but not Bataris Navi. And therefore, it's clear that in the case of Mikra Megillah, the Chiyuv itself had to be initiated by the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, and only later in stage 2, this Chiyuv appears, is integrated into Kisvei HaKodesh, and the mitzvah is elevated to that status of Divrei Kabbalah, as we discussed earlier. However, we don't have the same situation in the case of Kibud V'Yonek. There was no takon, as we discussed before. There was no institution of the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah establishing the mitzvah of Kibud V'Yonek. We spoke about the Nevuah Atzma. Well, if that be the case, if we're saying that the Dvar Hashem L'Navi, Baruch HaKodesh, is itself going to generate the chova, the obligation, hello, and I'm quoting the Rav here, he's saying, Ha'im ein zeh b'nigud l'klal ein navi rashoy l'chadish dover. So when you read what the Rav said back on Nun Dalid, you're really jumping out of your seat, because, again, if the Rav is just saying that there was no takonis Anshe Knesset HaGedolah to trigger off the chiyuv of Kibud V'Yonek, that's okay. But when he says that the chiyuv of Kibud V'Yonek was established by the Nevuah Atzma, almost the prophetic experience, well, then you have to jump out of your seat and ask, Ein Navi Rashoy L'Chadish Dover. But you have to be patient here in reading this presentation, and so skip a few pages until you see the answer to this riddle. He says, La mitoshal devar ein kushizu klum. Ha'alocha nemra ki ein novi rashoy l'chadish dover midoraisa. He says, Kevan she mitzvah zu yichol li'kov al yidei chachme adoros, gam atzmam shol kisve ha'kodesh kovim osa mitzvah v'tars chova midiri kabol. And we have to understand what the Rav is saying. When he says that the Nevuah Atzma generates the Chiyuv, the mitzvah of Kibud V'Yonek, as a mitzvah of Divrei Sofrim, what he means to say, apparently, is not the prophetic experience per se. I don't know that that could engender a mitzvah of Divrei Sofrim. It certainly cannot engender a mitzvah midoraisa. That would be baltos. But even beyond baltos, ve'novi rashay l'chadish dover lo b'shamayim, he, even as far as a mitzvah midoraisa. I think what he's saying here is Atzmam, these are the key words, I think. Atzmam shel kisvei hakodesh kosvim osa l'mitzvah. In other words, once the Chazal decide, whatever the process is, to take certain words of the Navi, as they're formulated in the signon, in the unique style of each Navi, right? Ancient Navim isnabdim v'signon echa, and take those words and incorporate those particular words, whatever the words that are chosen, into the Kisvei HaKodesh, then, in effect, what they've done is, they've established the mitzvah. Again, the mitzvah itself, according to the Rav, is obligatory by virtue of the fact that it is midivrei Kabbalah. So the incorporation into the Kisvei HaKodesh, into the Tanakh, will facilitate the creation, engendering this mitzvah, this obligation, l'dorei doros, again as a mitzvah divrei sofrim, and in our case of kibud v'oneg. But I don't believe for one moment that the Rav means to say that it's the experience of the Navi as a prophetic vision that itself engenders the chiyuv. There's going to have to be a process by which the divrei Navi are incorporated into Tanakh, into Kisvei HaKodesh, and the Kisvei HaKodesh itself engenders or establishes the mitzvah as a chiyuv, which we call midivrei Kabbalah, the status of which is equal to any mitzvah midivrei sofrim, that generates an obligation l'dori doros all over the world, as we said before, in this case, kibud v'oneg. So nisparshu al yedei hanaviim, getting back to the Rambam, at the very end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Aluch Aleph, Nisparsh al yedei Nevi'im, means that the Nevi'im declared this mitzvah, but that declaration itself can generate a mitzvah midivrei sofrim that's obligatory if and when the Divrei Hashem, the Divrei Navi, are incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh. And all this has to be studied very carefully. What we're left with, Rabosai, is to discuss the Rambam in the fifth parak, Milchus Tainius Halacha Dalit. I don't think that we'll have time to cover that now. We have to end the Shia, but let's just read a few words in the Rambam so we know where we're going with this. He says, Arba Yemei Atzomos Eilu Harehein Mefurashim B'Kabbalah. And he quotes the psukim in Zechariah. B'lineh, the next time we'll go through the psukim inside in Zechariah. And he has a very fascinating analysis of the sugya and the Rambam with regard to the Dalet Somos. But we'll emphasize here that the Rambam writes, Hey Mefurashim B'Kabbalah. Very similar to what he had said in Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos regarding Kibud V'Oneg. It seems that the Arba Yemei Atzomos belong to the same category as Kibud V'Oneg, in which the incorporation of and the formulation of these four Tzomos as Chiyuvim, once they're incorporated into Tanakh, in this case by the Nevuah, by the Navi Zechariah, they become a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. And the Mechayev is the fact that it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. But again, there are a lot of details in this regard that have to be analyzed. And B'li Neder, we'll pick that up next time. Thank you.